And welcome to this Friday, November 15th edition of Between the Lines. Nobody injured in a fire that destroyed a grain dryer at a Fond du Lac County farm this morning. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Kevin Galski will join us a little bit later on in the program. It's the five-year anniversary for UW Oshkosh Chancellor Andrew Leavitt and University of Wisconsin leaders recently making a series of stops throughout the UW system. The All in Wisconsin tour, including a stop at UW Oshkosh, will have the UW Oshkosh Chancellor Andrew Leavitt on the program shortly after the bottom of the hour. The Waupun Common Council approved a 2020 budget at their meeting this week, and City Administrator and Economic Development Coordinator Kathy Schlieve will join us on the next segment of the show. Fond du Lac City Council this week discussed City Council structure and term limits. You heard from the Council President Brian Kolstad yesterday on the program. He's the one that brought the items up for discussion at this week's Council meeting. Council Member Donna Richards joins us on the first segment of the show this morning. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Term limits have been in place for more than a decade in Fond du Lac. City Council members can serve three consecutive two-year terms, then they have to sit off for a term before they run again. Just kind of in general, what are your thoughts on term limits? Do they make sense to you or not?
Well, term limits is a separate issue from the way that our terms are structured. I'm not a fan of term limits, but I do understand why people would want them, and I do think it does bring fresh ideas and fresh blood to the public sphere. In my model thinking, if you want to think, I would probably want a hybrid system. I'd want term limits, but longer terms than we have now, and maybe some seats that wouldn't be term limited, you know, some districts and some at large.
All right. I've always had a problem with term limits. And there was one council race not too long ago when there was difficulty finding enough people to run for Fond du Lac City Council. And I've always thought there were term limits in place before this, and it's called the election. And there have been times in the past before term limits when in one election, all of the incumbents have been ousted. So, and you can make the argument that, and I think you probably feel this way. You've been on the, you're a better council member today than you were when you first started.
Right. And it's just been 2 years and I have to run again.
Yeah. So, I mean, and if you're not doing a good, if the voters don't think you're doing a good job, or if there's somebody else that's running that they think is better, they're going to vote that person into office. People pay attention. So,
yeah, that term limit change, I think, was instituted by a vote of the voters.
Yep.
And that's an emotional response to not feeling good about being represented in their government and thinking other people would do a better job. And those are all different kinds of questions. And of course, changes with time. Just think about this issue that was just before us these last couple of weeks, which is revisiting the Lakeside Park Pavilion, which is, you know, of course, a big issue for the people who were involved in the Lakeside Park Exploratory Committee and somehow feel like they're wedded to the current design, which is different than the design for the park. And one of the reasons that came up was because a plan that had been written in 2009, which was a wonderful plan for a marine center structure that was a public-private partnership, was we never knew about it because none of us on council were around in 2009 to know about it, and it wasn't ever seriously, I guess, discussed at the Lakeside Park Exploratory Committee level, and we find out about this beautiful plan that had been sort of sitting on a shelf all these years because obviously that was the economic downturn period
right
for everywhere, and so the corporate leaders that were interested in getting involved at the time didn't feel like they could invest that way. They were looking at moving or changing the game for them. But so, you know, that's a really good example of what sort of term limits has done. We have no institutional history.
All right. With districts, Fond du Lac is such a small community. I don't know if there's a difference. The pros are that, you know, somebody from a certain neighborhood is going to fight for issues for their neighborhood. The negative is that they're going to fight for issues in their neighborhood, even if it's maybe not in the best interests of the city as a whole, and that there are political games that are played. You read about these stories sometimes, and a lot of times in larger communities where politicians will say, well, I'll vote for this if you vote for my issue, you know, that kind of thing. And I don't know if that's a good way to go or not.
Well, I'll tell you what I think about it. I mean, if this were right now what we have, which is really probably, to me, the worst system it could be, is that we change council members every year because everybody's term limited and somebody's coming off, and there's elections every year. And so and they're all at large seats. So when we're out there campaigning, people don't know what we're campaigning for, and people don't know who we are. Some people have larger are larger known constituencies than others, but really the whole idea of getting behind a program for the future of the city and coalescing around something takes a while, and it takes people working together for a while, and part of that process of what it means to move forward as a city, in my mind, is having really some neighborhood planning going on, which means that members of the community get together and talk about what their needs are, and that would be like the genesis for what could occur so that we are better responsive to the needs of various neighborhoods. Right now, from what I understand, I never looked at a map, most council members live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
And some neighborhoods don't feel represented, and some certainly, it just, you have to sort of stand in line. But,
well, we're a community. We're not one neighborhood. We're an entire community, and you've got to vote for what's in the best interest of the city of Fond du Lac, don't you?
Absolutely. And I mean, I like it large, and that's why I would go for a hybrid system. So there'd be like four or five neighborhoods that have representation by a council member, and then four or five seats, I'd go to nine, that would be at large, so that you always have people who are representing the entire city. But it's hard to run citywide. I mean, you know, I don't want to be a crybaby, but, you know, you don't do a very good job of touching everybody and letting them know who you are and what you feel about things.
All right.
And especially in this race, you know, with the presidential race coming up, there's going to be so many people voting. It's going to be really hard to have the city issues be on the fore of people's minds.
All right. We're out of time. Donna Richards, Fond du Lac City Council member. Great to have you on the show.
Okay. Thanks.